Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
You know what? You just said something and it just made me go, ooh. Poodle just said to me before I press start, after you tell a story about Aunt Peggy that goes, no, because we were fussing about who has more tangents on the show. And I just thought, I almost think if some, well, I know we have some sissies that are animators. If we had a sissy who could animate the Aunt Peggy story of the dog chewing her lip, I would almost pay for that
would
animation.
I love that. I kind I of agree.
I
no,
would,
now that
pay for that.
That is a primo story, and I never pulled you back for that.
That's true. If you're an animator, I would pay you. Well, unless you like said it's $5,000, and then I'd say I would thank you for contacting me.
We'll give you at least 4 McDonald's coupons.
Exactly. No. But anyway, I just
or
had
like
that
a
idea.
Punch card from Subway.
Little Poodle is still an animated show in the works.
Oh,
I'm going to produce that one year.
That would need to go on Comedy Central because it would be too blue for a lot of things.
No, I think that it could be done in a way for children. It could teach children about boundaries and learning to say no because every episode Little Poodle says no. That's the thing. Little Poodle says no.
A little Poodle gets mixed up in some type of problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my youth. y'all, this is Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze, y'all. This is
part two. Matt Maher.
Part two. My name's Matt Maher, a.k.a. Maddie. And this queen, fastidious queen across the interwebs sitting from me is Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
Poodle. Hello, everybody.
If you're watching this on the $15 tier of our Gatron, of our not Supercast, but on Patreon, we appreciate you.
Reality Gaze Extra.
Reality Gaze Extra. So sometimes if you hear us refer to the video people, that's what we're talking
about.
You can
be listening on Supercast or our Gatron.
It is true. We want to remind everybody, leave your review until March 28th. It's for celebrating our Supercast. We meant to do it
March
in January.
March Madness, Review-a-Palooza.
Yeah, but March Madness, Review-a-Palooza. If the leave a review that makes us laugh, cry, shit our pants, whatever.
I've seen some really good ones. I screenshot
really
most
good,
of them. Yeah.
We have the best fucking listeners. God, I love our sissies. They're the best. Just
you know,
best listeners.
When life gets dark, which for me is often. let's just be honest.
And for me lately,
for you lately is often.
It's a lot.
Is daily.
Y'all, if y'all would contact me to bitch about something we did on the show, can you just wait a month? I need a month.
You can contact me and I'll go tell you to like go fuck off.
You can send a message to MD Anderson and tell them while I'm sitting in the hospital with my dad if they can give it
I
to
will
me.
Be I will be honest. If you have a problem with something we have said, or if you have a problem, our DMs are open.
Always come at us
but
with
especially
kindness, yeah.
But if you come at us with kindness, especially, some people will come at us with a really sarcastic edge, and I'm thinking, this is not helpful. This is you venting. Instead of trying to kind of create some kind of dialogue.
Like, help us. Yeah. Like if there's something we need to do, help us. But
yeah.
But yes, I will say it's very reassuring when people
I love
just
it
seeing
people
some of those reviews made me laugh so hard and touched me. And it does help us on little dark days, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Many, many, many times. So be sure March 28th is the like last day because we're
Poodle Boudreaux Remington says, these are dark days.
These are we and so out after on April 1st we're going to choose five sissies that we just loved what they said, and
you're going to get a Patreon subscription or Supercast subscription.
You know, we said we were going to do this in April, but 3 days to contact sissies and tell them to contact us,
it'll take a little longer.
Actually, March 28th is Sunday, so if they get their shit together, we can do it. So let us know, and we'll give you a free $8 tier from April to April. You just sneezed. Any other announcements, Poodle?
Y'all, this month in the Sissy Squad, that's our private Facebook group, we're raising money for a charity called VDay.org that was set up by playwright and activist Eve Ensler of the Vagina Monologues fame. And,
yes, and we were inspired to this. It's Women's History Month.
It is.
So we were inspired to do this.
And look, I've been snorting coke. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. I'm ready. Let's go this. But it's to save women from kind of the perils of victimhood, incest, rape, but to inspire them through art. And they're like in 20 or 30 different countries right now, but it also, they're actually helpful in giving to local charities at the same time. So it's not a big international, huge, intractable organization.
No,
so we're happy to donate to them. If you're not in our private Facebook group, go to vday.org and donate some money today.
Poodle, if they don't want to be in the private Facebook group, what is another way that they could help give money to the organization?
That's what I just said. Go to vday.org and donate money.
Oh my God. They can buy merch.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. You led me right to it and I just weren't there.
They can buy merch.
Yeah. Cause you guys, all our merch and all of our cut from our merch, all of our, with the money they send us, we're not responsible for what TeePublic makes. All the money that we make is going to go to our monthly charity in the Sissy Squad. So if you want to buy merch, you want to get your Who Gives a Shit pillow, or your Live Laugh Lube t-shirt, mug. If you want to get your anything, you want to get your
Maddie in the Streets, Poodle in the Sheets t-shirt.
Yeah.
Is going
to
go.
Go to
our merch
store at tpublic.com/, I believe it's tpublic.com/.
Just go to our website. Go to our website, realitygazepodcast.com. Jesus. You're horrible at this.
Realitygazepodcast.com. Don't go to realitygaze.com because it's porn.
It's poor. We have a little under $1,000 raised in the Facebook group. So if you are in the Sissy Squad, we really wanted to try to hit a $2,500 mark this month to raise.
And but
even if you give $1, we have 8,000 people in our almost 8,200 people in our Facebook group.
Think what we could do. That's
everyone gave $1, literally $1.
Yeah.
That's $8,000 that goes to help.
And we're choosing a different charity every month. So think about.
So you could literally say, Carl, I'm going to give $12 a year to charities, and you could give $1 a month, and we could $8,000 every month we could raise for these charities.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fantastic.
And that's $96,000 a year.
That's crazy.
That would go to worthy charities. Because last month, I think we raised close to $3,000 for Black Girls Code, an organization to get young black women involved in tech earlier in their lives.
Now, and we're not shaming you. Some of you are having, you're going
no,
through
No, I get it. You don't have a dollar to spare.
So some people don't have a dollar. So we get it. It's a privilege even to give a dollar in times like these. But if you can, we appreciate it. Guys, and if you can't, we love you.
Mutual giving. Know that, and this is even past karma. When you give a little something, it will come back to you and it will feed you. It will nourish you. Giving is the essence of humanity.
Wait, are you talking about sex or actually giving?
Both.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I don't think we don't have any. Oh, y'all.
I'm very giving and sexually. Oh,
and sexually. So we want to remind people that these video that we are calling our, if you do watch the video, we're calling it Reality Gaze Intimate Portrait.
Intimate Portrait. Like Lifetime. So I don't know if they do Intimate Portrait anymore.
They don't. They don't anymore.
Fuck them.
I think that's it, everybody. Any more things we want to bring up?
I don't care.
Okay, then let's move on. To
Mike and Natalie.
Natalie.
This is what this was called. In your arms, into your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Into your arms.
Into your arms.
Is this come from them?
I don't know. What do you mean them?
Okay. From Mike and Natalie.
I don't know what this title came from.
I didn't get it.
In your arms. Maybe it's Harris. His hall is definitely in his arms.
Into your arms. So, y'all, it's 10 days. It's April 2020. It's 10 days before their wedding. And
everything's going swimmingly for them.
They're out shooting fireworks with Bojangles.
It's his birthday and Mrs. and Lady Bojangles. I love you, Lady Bojangles. You're my firework.
So, anyway, then suddenly... shows are having fun, and then it's 8 days to wed, and I guess Corona has. It's interesting how everybody's calling it Corona then, and now we just call it COVID.
Yeah, I don't think we'd called it that yet. COVID-19.
It was all Corona. And then Corona Beer was like, "Please stop calling it Corona for the love of God." So they're basically saying that COVID kind of ripped all the plans to shred, mm-hmm. and so now they're going to have to get married. And the front of the house by the pond, it's going to be, it's going to be smaller event.
Bojangles, Tamara, and the officiant.
The minister, Teresa.
Yes.
And I'm surprised, you know, Natalie says, again, it makes me, this happened to a lot of people. It's sad now because not even can Natalie's mother not come. Also, Mike's mother,
mom.
Oklahoma Oprah, as I like to call her. She can't come.
Big hairband bangs. Yeah, she can't come.
She can't. So
butter lover.
Butter lover. Butter. So many people, golly. When I think back on some of the moments from this season, I think I liked this season.
You're incorrect.
I think I did. I think this season.
You're blind remembering things that little moments you liked instead of like hours you hated.
I still like this better than Happily Ever After.
Oh, much better. No, this show is written with viewers in mind.
I still liked it.
Happily Ever After is trying to tell a story, a larger story about these couples. And this is for ratings. So,
So no one can come. And Natalie is explaining this to
this broke my heart, actually.
And it broke my heart. She's crying.
And she's telling her mom she can't come because of coronavirus. Mike's family's not going to come. And of course, the mom's like, it's fine. She's always the super supportive one. She's always the one who like...
She's like, everything will work out. Just keep swimming. Move forward. All
she's
that.
Like, believe in luck. Everything will be perfect, Natasha. Natasha.
Which is the thought. Do I think that's the best advice to give somebody? Not really. But
no, because it makes
but it explains why Natalie thinks the way she thinks.
Yes, because she's never really allowed. There's so much shame in having negative thoughts for Natalie that when she does have them, she feels ashamed and she feels worse.
So, she feels worse.
A little and depression, you guys, is fine. Let me say that again. A little being in a bad mood or having depression for a while is normal. That is humanity.
Well, yeah. You definitely have to experience you need to feel the emotion. And Natalie even though says, like, she said, you know, Corona's come spoiled some moments for me. Ukraine closed the borders.
Also I really says the world.
But she says, I really thought this was going to be fantasy.
Nope.
And she says the word fantasy, or fairy tale wedding. Not so. So she even says it herself. But yeah. So then she calls Svetlana. This is the day before the wedding. And Natalie's made a total 180, or as some people on the show say,
360.
360. Total 180.
They're going to be planning. She's so excited about the wedding. Svetlana's like, oh, I wish I could be there. Natalie's like, we'll have a bigger wedding later. Everything's great. This is everything I've ever wanted. This is everything I've not been saying the last 2.5 months.
2.5 months.
Yeah.
And is this when she talks about her older wedding or is that later?
I think it is when she said, I had the big wedding. I had the big glamorous wedding.
And we see pictures, y'all. This
there was a lot of money spent on this wedding.
She had like princess wedding dress. This was like crazy.
There's a lot of money.
So much. And so she's like, I don't want that now. She's like, you know, what's going to happen? Because, yeah, she's already had that. She wanted a wedding with music and flowers. But now what happened is it's going to be her and Mike next to the pond.
She's like, Lagoon. Yes. So she is seeing the glass half full. Later on, they're sitting there. They're kind of like cooking out burgers. What kind of burgers were these? I think they had to be veggie burgers because she wouldn't eat meat. Because I was like, are they cauliflower burgers?
I don't know what. I don't
they
know.
They looked like orange cookies. It really bothered me.
Yeah, I thought they were biscuits for a second. I had no idea.
And then they weren't eating anything else for dinner.
I didn't make sense.
No, you have to have sides.
You don't have to. You can do a la carte.
Nope, not for dinner. You need sides. Do you want to get scurvy? You have to eat vegetables. Maybe we did not see that part of the dinner. Maybe they had several courses before.
Maybe it was courses, yeah.
I doubt it. Mike wouldn't know a course if it hit him in his fucking forehead.
It wouldn't. But they eat dinner, and they have this kind of beautiful moment of
him giving her a lap dance.
But
I loved
it.
And this is the lightest they've been.
And when like Mike called himself Magic Big Mike, I laughed. I thought that was so funny. They're talking about how
Corona
actually, what we were talking about, for them, they felt like brought them together. It made them talk more. It made them communicate better because they were stuck together and they felt like they were a better couple for it. And Natalie even says, she's like, happiness is simple and I'm glad for what we have. Which is not, like you said, not what Natalie's been saying for the last 2.5 months.
And there's another reason why this is heavily, heavily manufactured. The next moment, they're fucking in the room. The next morning, their wedding day, Natalie's crying and calling Teresa.
But if this is manufactured, I just got to say, like,
I'm not saying it's
full on hat. She's having like a full-on panic attack.
I'm not saying it is. It's that this moment isn't real. I'm just saying it might have happened at an earlier time.
Possibly in the editing. Yeah, like maybe it happened, but she's saying though in the call she has 3 days to leave. She is saying in this moment,
yeah,
I have 3 days until I leave. I have to go back to Ukraine. She's stressed out. She doesn't know how she's going to do this. It's in the middle of the pandemic.
Maybe he did freak out. Maybe he did have one of those moments.
Some people do. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, again, she's the fucking Meryl Streep of reality TV. She did pull this off.
You guys, she says, he cannot marry me. It's over.
She's
And she calls Teresa
the official, and she's like, "Oh, sorry, I'm choking."
It is choke laughing. It's choke crying.
But she's gasping for it. This is a full on like Ave Benedicta, and Teresa gets her calmed down, kind of. And Teresa even says, she's like, "Well, you know, just because it's not going to work out today doesn't mean it's not going to work out forever.
It's over."
Well, good luck going home.
She did.
So sorry, girl. Best love to you.
So the next thing, it's 2 hours later and she is packing. And the next scene, Tamara walks in and Mike has gotten her a ticket. Going home. There's an interesting scene with her and Tamara that was a little cognitive dissonance for me.
I think this is better played out in something we like to call reality gaze theater.
I'll harmonize. Go for it. Very good. You did the end.
You were off.
I stopped harmonizing because I thought I was behind.
You were very behind.
That's why I kind of stopped, because
I'm kidding. It's maybe when we play the recording, it sounds fine.
No. It doesn't. It won't. Someone come at us and tell us.
So picture it. Natalie is sobbing on the floor, and in comes Bangs McGee, Tamara.
I don't know.
Tamara, whatever. She comes in. Natalie's sobbing, and scene.
Tamara, I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, Mike needs to go down to the bank to get the money.
Thank you so much. You are quite a dear woman.
Cool, of course. Also, how much room you're gonna use?
I have lots of overfilled suitcases.
Do I need to take out the baby seat? Because I can take it out if you want.
Yes.
Okay. Well, please. Then what about? Because you know I dog wash on Fridays every Friday, so I've got my dog cleaning kit in there.
Yeah, please take it out. I have lots of big
cases. I just won't work this weekend. Okay, so I've got the luggage rack on the top. I have my tent that I usually have when I go fish.
It's fine.
Do you need the top?
Do whatever. Okay. Please, I need room for suitcases.
You're going to need the glove compartment because my cat Rango is in there. His ashes are in Rango, a coffee can.
Rango, I love Rango so much.
He's dead. It's his ashes, but they're in the glove compartment.
That's a tough thing to hear today.
Something I said?
No, it's fine. You're so sweet. You're so sweet to do all this. Just make sure you have all that cleaned out of your car, because I will need as much room as possible.
Okay, but I'm gonna leave the propane tank. Okay.
Okay. Make sure you have petrol. Petrol.
We got the propane. We're fine. We're going.
No, petrol. All right. Petrol. Petrol.
I don't know what that means.
It's gas. Okay. Gasoline? You have gasoline for a car?
Como se dice.
And
see.
Y'all, this was a woman who did not know what to do with a crying woman. She's like, should I take out the baby seat? Should I take out the clothes? A lot of clothes in my car. It was so good. Natalie's like, it's like whatever. This may have been one of the funnier moments of the show for me. It was just so ridiculous. Tamara's like, but I can take it out if you want. I can do.
Oh, man. You know who would do that? Mother Poodle.
She would. She's like, do you want this? It's like when I ask, when I'm getting ready to fly out the next day, she's like, what do you want for breakfast? And I said, I'm not hungry for anything. I'll get something at the airport. But you want something now? You want some granola bars to take with you? You want coffee? I got these. You can have a mug to take with you, but you don't have to really deal with that. I got some disposables, though. Would that be better for you? You sure you don't want grits and eggs? I could just make it. You could like take it in a bowl and eat it on the way there. Just don't forget it, though. Just don't. Your father left something and left one in the floorboard, and it stank terribly. My mother will use anytime she can get a dig in on my father, even when it's unrelated, she'll do it.
Oh, boy.
When my mother's trying to be helpful, that is, you know what? You're exactly right. That is what my mother would do.
I've experienced your mother do that.
Yeah.
So we hear the producer on the phone saying, what are you going to do? I feel for Natalie. The Ukraine borders are closed.
Yeah.
And Natalie's like, and I agree. She says, I cannot stay in a bed with a man who does this to me. And I thought, she's right. What a piece of shit for a man to do this the day of. And maybe next week we're going to get Mike's side of this because we got none of this. But she's going to have to go to airport. She's terrified, y'all. She's going to have to go through
fly
these airports.
During Corona in like April.
Then she's going to have to quarantine because she can't go be with her mother because her mother's like fucking 78.
Yeah. And she can't even get in the country.
I agree with her. A person that does this to you doesn't love you.
I agree.
100%. And then the producer, again, kind of like Tamara, doesn't know what to say and says, what are you going to say to your mom?
How can I call my mother? How can I tell her I'm going to Europe when I'm going home?
Like, why didn't you just say, how does it feel to be alone?
How does it feel to be hopeless and left with no opportunity in the world, Natalie? I think that's all I have.
That's all I have.
Should we move on to Amira and Andrew?
Andrew. Hi. Beautiful.
Baby.
Beautiful. Baby. Baby.
The amount of times he says baby and how much my skin actually breaks out in goosebumps every time he says it.
I think it's more than in the Ballad of Baby Doe.
Baby doll. It's a beautiful aria. Warm as the autumn light.
It is. It's pretty.
No one knows it.
No one.
I'm going to shut up. So, you guys, Amira's in Serbia. And
July 2020.
She must be the unluckiest person in the world because there are riots in Serbia when she's there right now.
I don't mean this. It's on Serbia as a country as a whole. So I'm not sissies. Don't come at me. Like I don't know much about Serbia. So I just know Djokovic is from there, and I want to suck his dick. But I mean,
Bosnia and Serbia have had problems before. Yes. But like, I'm like, they had problems.
Just little skirmishes. But the things that they've shown on this 90-day episode made Serbia look like scenes from Gotham City when Batman's been away
that
for 10 years.
That is accurate. Graffiti, like riots.
People dressed like
penguins, henchmen.
It's like, you're not even kidding.
No, you're right.
It is scary as shit. And Amir is just like, and we didn't think about this.
I do not want to go out because I do not have food. So I must go out to Aldi.
And things are closing down.
Yeah.
Because they don't have food because it's the fucking pandemic. So they're closing down and she's walking around with that camera filming. It says, Andrew told me it will be like 2 week vacation. Why do I feel like I'm in prison?
And I cannot get out of hotel and there is no more room service. Yo, she is fucked everywhere she goes.
She is fucked. This Amira, this is the universe saying you in danger, girl. Go back home.
Oh, poor thing. I feel terrible for her. She says he's barely talked to her. He's busy with work and daycare.
He's busy. He's real busy.
Dude, I was busy.
Amira, like, she doesn't eat for whole days. And then
she goes out at night to get food.
And she just basically, she's like, she feels lonely. And so that's kind of how we leave her. And then we do a Skype call and we see Andrew. He's
baby.
Like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
How's things in Serbia?
You having a good time in the hotel?
How is it there, baby?
I think this is, or should we wait and do, basically, she basically says, yeah, I'm here to, I want to cheer her up. I want to make her feel good. And I want to tell her about all the amazing things we're going to do.
And y'all, we're going to hear about those amazing things right after this commercial break. you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow.
As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Y'all, we're back from commercial, and I'm so happy to say to Andrew was telling us a lot about what he was going to do when Amira got there from Rosedale.
Tell her all the good. I'm going to make her feel better with all the great things we can do in Roseville. Y'all, I've been
and there's
to
a
Roseville.
Lot to do in Sacramento/Roseville, but we have an actual resident of Roseville, California. Andrew's friend Dildo Swaggins is here, you guys. Welcome, Dildo. Welcome, Dildo.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Tis I, Dildo Swaggins.
You know, Dildo, you've got a friend. You got an admirer in Amira. She says, I love Dildo Swaggin. So possibly, if it doesn't work out with Andrew, maybe we could hook you two up.
Tis not meant to be.
Are you seeing someone else?
I'm a hobbit. We can't date someone who's not from Middle Earth.
Mom, I might start dating a French woman, Mother. Is that okay?
Jared, get down here for dinner. I swear to God, if your meatloaf gets cold again, we're not doing this again.
Okay, let me. I still can't find my retainer.
Yes.
So what are we saying?
Don't know if that would be possible.
Okay, so you're not really seeing people right now.
No.
Gotcha.
No one gotcha. Wants
Sorry, Amira.
What
is there to do in the thriving metropolis of Roseville? What do you think a woman like Amira, a very cultured French woman, would love to do in Roseville with Andrew? A man such as Andrew.
Roseville, or as I like to call it, the Shire of Rose, is quite busy. It's as the elven folk say,
yes,
popping. It's a popping
place.
That's
how the elvish talk about the place.
Yes. First, there's always Drimrail Dale, which is a place where you can explore the magical land of as they call video games. The Ringwraiths call it Dave and Buster's. It's quite fun, I've heard. Quite fun.
Dave and Buster's, I believe it's chain, but I...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ours is built into a hillside. It's quite quaint.
Yeah. So, okay, that's great. So you have... What, but what could a woman like Amira, who is French, what do you think? She's cultured. She likes the finer things.
European.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. European.
She could venture to the outcrop of Rivendell. Yes.
Okay.
And see the Ents. Ents are magical tree folk who walk around and they're paragons of Middle Earth. And they live in this place called a park.
So
there's this little metal thing that whirls around, and I believe it's a magical portal.
So a portal to another world that's mostly a merry-go-round.
Sure.
I'm sure you've never bought weight on this merry-go-round.
Mom, I forgot to tell you I won't be home for dinner tomorrow night. I've got to hang out with friends.
Jared, I swear to God. If this happens one more time, you're not getting your $20 allowance that you're going to take to PAX, son.
That hurts.
I'm sorry. My mic kind of went out here. But yes, definitely the park.
Okay.
Be careful there after 11 o'clock.
What about...
There's weird dwarves. Weird dwarves.
I assume so. Who are maybe involved in gang activity.
Possibly.
What about dining? Oh. What can they do in Roseville? What's some fine dining you know of?
Yes. We often, here in the Shire, we hobbits love to walk. We often have hiking sticks, and we love to walk through the grounds and eat at the same time. It's walking and eating. It's frolicking and fulfillment. We often journey to this. We walk around the grounds of the Enchanted Castle of Isengard. Isengard, yes.
Is that a restaurant?
Well, the ancient wizards call it walking around Walmart.
Oh, I see.
There's a McDonald's in there.
Inside the Walmart.
Yes,
got it.
If you get some fries in there, you usually can steal a magazine from the electronic department. It's quite thrilling.
I see. Thank you, yes. Jared. Dildo.
You're welcome.
This has been so helpful.
Yes. If you're coming to Roseville, be sure to find me on Reddit, Dildo Swaggins. And if you're a woman with large breasts, send me a picture.
I'm sure you won't. You'll treat her very appropriately. Thank you, Dildo. Always good to talk to you. Got a clap for Dildo.
Toodaloosh.
I still think this is... I know
I got another water.
I know
what
people.
Happened?
I know people really enjoy Dildo, I thoroughly enjoy talking to him. But it just gets so weird.
Really?
Yeah, it just gets weird.
It's freaky.
He referred to something as paragons of something, and I don't think he really knew what the word meant. But that's okay. I think that's vintage Dildo right there. I do know he makes me laugh. It's just, it's not for everybody. It's kind of like when we interview Olga or Didi Rivette. It's not for everybody. It's deep cuts.
Okay.
I do laugh, but half the time I'm thinking to myself, and this is maybe something I need to watch out for myself. I'm like, do people just fast forward when we start doing this? Sometimes I'm just like, this is 30 weird.
30-second button.
Just 30 the 30-second button. Until we're done with a voice. I don't even know. So y'all, thank you for sending Dildo some love on Reddit. Dildo T Swaggins for telling us about
his mom's husband comes home.
What's good, and me too, for what's good in Roseville to do. But Andrew says that they can go camping, they can meet Gary and Connie, which sound like made up names.
Yeah, but that's his sister. She's
Connie,
pregnant.
Yeah.
And that leads, she's pregnant. And then it leads into, Andrew says, and suddenly Amir is like, she doesn't want to have kids. And I'm like, babe.
We talked about this, baby.
I love kids.
Y'all, the phrase, we've talked about this, baby, means you're being gaslit. Almost always.
That's a good way to put it.
And it means that you're wrong. My memories are correct, and you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. We've talked about this, baby. Especially when it said baby at the end. So
baby.
She basically says, she says, are kids in the future? I don't know. Now, granted, this is a thing that couples are all often at different points in their relationship. They have different opinions. But
that's true.
He's acting like that they've already decided they're having their first child. They're going to try to have a child a month after she gets there.
This is what Amira is hearing.
Right.
It's interesting. Andrew says he's not saying that, but there's something in the breakdown of communication where Amira feels like he is.
Yeah, and maybe it's a language thing. I don't know. And then he says this thing he always does. He's like, you know what? It's up to you. She says it's up to you. And she says, I want our relationship to be in a good place before we have kids. And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, ooh la la, come on, baby.
Yeah, he's like, babe, I work at a daycare. I'd be a great dad.
What is his other job, y'all?
I don't know. Wait, does he for sure have another job?
Yeah, besides the daycare.
Oh, I want to know.
Is it working in an adult playground?
I hope it's at a GameStop.
or LARPing.
No, it's a GameStop. He's a nerd. Or he works at like a Funko store in the kiosk in the mall.
So much money. Do you realize this? George W. Bush Funko is worth so much money?
It's true. Some people that work two jobs, power to you. Like, yep. I respect you for working.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Funko store.
But I don't think being able to, like, teach your kid how to make a leather vest to wear at a Renaissance fair makes you a good dad.
He also discounts everything she's feeling about Serbia. And he's like, you know, I'm so sorry that's happened, but once you get here, we can like start on having a kid. And then he starts, then when she says basically, let's pump the brakes on the kid talk. He goes, well, I guess you don't think I'm that kind of guy anymore.
She says to him, he's not actually hearing her.
No.
She tells him, she's like, look, show me you can be a good dad. Be responsible.
Right.
Like, take care. You can't even take care of me right now. You're not even putting my best interest. And when you have a child, you have to put... She's seen him be selfish. And for a woman who is sacrificing so much to come over to the U.S., that is like the biggest red flag, is you don't want a selfish fucking father that's going to bring you to this country, marry you, knock you up, and then leave you with a fucking kid.
For me, we have
no support.
He would not leave her. He would leave her to do everything, and they would make her feel bad about it. I think he is such a fucking toxic person, and that word is overused, but he will get in any relationship he is in and ruin it from the inside out. He will choose the most vulnerable people to have relationships with. I said before, this kid was in my theater class, dated every girl in the theater class, and wound up breaking up with all of them, or they broke up with him, and he acted like the winner because he could, because we needed him to run the light board.
Because nobody could do that in high
school. No one else could do it. He just spent a lot of time with Tiny Carter, the janitor, who was the only other person who knew how to run.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's she says, later on, he's talking to his mom. And he's like, yeah, she basically told me that I wasn't, like, not material for fatherhood. That's not what she said. You're doing that so your mama will rub you on her breast and you can suckle a little bit because you're such a fucking mama's boy.
Oh, oopsie, what'd she say? Oh, dear. She gets all like, it was beginning, she said she wanted kids, and then she did want kids, and I told him. I was like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's very Petunia Pig there.
Well, Porky. Why did she say this a year ago?
And mom says, you know, I think you need to think about your future and what's best for you. And then that's when he says, well, maybe kids aren't in my path.
Maybe kids aren't in my path. Oh, bother. I'm Eeyore.
And they cut to mom, and mom's face when he says this, she goes,
and she now has.
No, that's not the case.
He has now officially turned her against Amira.
It's Amira.
And if she did come to the
Your
U.S.,
your mother will hate her forever.
Yes. You piece of shit.
Shit. Yep.
I mean, I will say, there's been a lot of really poisonous male behavior on this season. I think his might be the worst. I still say he's the worst person on the show for me.
I agree with that. But maybe Amira's seeing the light because I saw the light in your window.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more light. I am so happy that Jesus loves me. I don't know the rest of it. It's a revival song.
I don't
song.
Know that one. But y'all, she didn't get on the flight.
No, she didn't.
She did not get on the flight.
Oh, I screamed. I screamed in absolute ecstasy.
You know, a lot of 90 Day Fiancé. A lot of 90 Day Fiancés, the couples end up getting married at the end. This season, however, I don't think, like, Rebecca and Ziad are going to get married.
Yeah, they will.
Stephanie's not doing anything. Tariq and Hayes will get married.
They will.
Mike and Natalie, yeah, but like
Jovi and Yara will get married.
Jovi and Yara, I guess Julie and Brandon will get married, but I hope they don't.
They will. I bet they will.
I hope they don't. I could see them being on Happily Ever After.
Ugh. And if we're going to be subjected to them, they better subject us to those crazy parents. Because those two are boring by themselves. With the parents, it's magical.
It's true.
Why's
my nose itching?
Someone's coming to see you.
Is that what that means?
I don't know. I was just saying some kind of stupid Appalachian thing.
I thought that just meant that someone's going to come on my face. I don't know. All right, let's talk about just
Jovi. Jovi and Yara. There's no Jovisha. You're going to come here. We're going to go to Las Vegas. We're going to have a wedding. Oh, let's le bon ton roulette. We're going to have some boudin. We're going to have some underway. Oh, baby.
Lying Are now. You done? Okay.
I get nothing but positive reviews for Joby's mom voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So at the end of the night of Joby's bachelor party, he is going upstairs. He's going upstairs with a stripper for a private dance. Now, you guys, private dances usually involve a little more than a dance. Maybe his didn't.
No, any private dance I've had from a go-go boy doesn't.
You're not paying enough money.
What private dances have you had?
I just know that's what a private dance is. Yo, come at us. I just thought that was like a sex act. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't. Have you had a private dance before?
No, I haven't. But like, what else? Why would you go? Otherwise, why would you go somewhere else? Have you had a private dance from a go-go boy?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wait, you paid to go into a room upstairs?
Yeah, it was like not upstairs, but you remember at the Abbey when they would close off like little
That's
curtains?
That's not a private dance, honey.
They would do a private dance for a whole song. It was like $20.
and they did a private dance just for you.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between doing it in front of everybody else?
Well, then, wait a minute. So you're talking, telling me when I went to here and the guy told me, I'll give you a private dance, and I went back out into the alley, he stole my wallet. That wasn't a private dance?
That wasn't a private dance.
I'm shook.
So, yeah, I don't think you've ever had a private dance.
Come at us. Do people have sex? But I honestly thought, no. I thought the whole point was, because I want to make a distinction, y'all. We have sissies
I'm
have sissies that are strippers. We have sissies that are sex workers.
So maybe I'm wrong. I thought a private dance was...
I feel like you are. I feel like it's a misconception that people think that.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
But I think it's like they rub on you more. At least the private dancers I had, they put their butt in your face and they let you touch them more.
But why is it private? So you touch them more. So it's more sexual.
You're like in a cordoned off room. It's just you. They usually sometimes, it's more, at least the ones that more
consensual. Boy, you know a lot about this.
I do love a good go-go dancer. They take your hands and like put your hands on them.
But Joby said he didn't touch anybody.
So maybe that's why somebody needs to come for us, because y'all, we're two gay men who know nothing about private dances with women.
It just was. And New Orleans has a more of a history of exotic dancers. So
I feel like private dances, by the way, will be the name of your sixth memoir,
Part 6: Private Dances and Everything in Between. That's all the miscellany. That's when part 5 I would be wrapping it up, and part 6 is all the little details that I thought to include. Private dances and other miscellany. Miscellany. That is my drag name. Miscellany. I just figured it out. I've been thinking about my drag name for a long time. Miscellany. You know what that means, right? Like miscellaneous?
No. Miscellaneous? That's what I assume.
I'm sure some smarty queen has chosen it before me. Miscellany. Miscellany.
Okay.
Yeah. Miscellany.
I like it for you.
Yeah. It fits me.
I like it.
So he gets back home.
He says he didn't touch her, so it didn't matter. And he gets back home. He gets at home at 1:30. I'm impressed.
I'm sorry. That's early for a bachelor party. I was shocked. I know she's not well. For Jovi to have his bachelor party, we're lucky he didn't come in at 1:26 the next morning or the next day.
I was shocked.
Me too.
Shocked.
And she's like, I'm sure he's drunk. And you just smell like alcohol. And I also wrote down, Joby will never, ever tell you he's actually drunk. He can be wasted, but he won't be aware of it. He will never say, I'm really drunk.
Yara, I know how you feel.
Y'all, I'll say when I'm drunk.
No, you don't. Because you're drunk and you don't remember it. Y'all, when Poodle is drunk, he will never say that you are drunk. You will just end up Irish goodbye in the event and leave in an Uber.
That I will do. In a second. Not even, I'm like, I'm going to go smoke. I don't smoke anymore, but I would probably say something like that, and I'll just leave.
When you did smoke, you say, I'm going to go smoke, and I'd be like, wait, where are you?
Like, has anyone seen Jake?
And he would say, Jake, are you drunk? And he would say, kind of prance, and he would dance back and forth from hip to hip. I'm not drunk. I mean, I feel kind of free. I just feel like, you know, I just kind of loosened up.
I feel very free. Anyway. So
I was triggered.
Joby's just doesn't want to pack. He's just sleeping on his comforter. The next morning, they're taking their flight. He calls Kaz, and he's like, "Yeah, we just got a tough time for a screwdriver, Joby Shaw."
And Yara's saying she's pissed how like this wasn't the plan for all of his friends to come. And she feels
doesn't care about me, basically, she's saying.
It doesn't care about me. It's always going to be the other people. It's always going to be social Jovi. It's always going to be me second. And I think I don't know if that's, I mean, I think one of our sissies wrote in and they're like, I have a husband, or I forgot, ex-boyfriend that who was an alcoholic. And they said, it gave me perspective with Yar, because they said, I think she's fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Because I see so much of my past husband's behavior in Jovi.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And I can't even imagine then coming from another country and having no support. So
I
think that's true.
I think Yar is depressed.
I think she is just.
I think it's deeper than that. I think it's less about, yes, Jovi's a shit, and I think and her relationship isn't helping her mood or her state of mind at all. I think she's just depressed.
Yeah, and do you think, you know, it's interesting, like we talk about, we're doing 90 Day Classic right now for our gay trend. Mm-hmm.
Classless.
And God, I hope Darcy and Stacey come back this summer.
Oh, they better. They better. They are filming. They are filming.
Queens. But with Yara, do you think that it is? Yes, I think possibly she's scared. But we're like in what, season three right now with Mark and
Nikki, or who you said poor her because you couldn't remember her name.
Yeah, poor her. And then there was somebody else talking about
poor her,
basically how everybody when they met them in the other country was so fun and jovial. And oh, how funny is
you just said jovial,
and then when they got back to the States, they're so serious. And do you think Yara thought she didn't realize vacation Jovi was just Jovi? I don't know the answer. I'm genuinely curious.
I thought
if she thought he would be serious when she came here.
Maybe. So you think he's not serious? It's the opposite.
Of everybody else. Where everybody else, they're on vacation and they come back and they're a different. They're like serious work person.
I see what you're saying.
Well, I think Jovi is always party vacation Jovi wherever he is. She thought
as soon as they were engaged, it would be
he would change.
Yeah. Now I will say, this is nothing at her. Yara has been on at least 3 Ukrainian reality shows before.
So she definitely is interested in doing reality TV.
Yes.
Her face looks a little different in some of those older ones.
They do. And nothing wrong with it. You want to look better. Yourself feel better.
Nothing wrong with it. Hey, I love my Botox. Going back in April.
Maybe get it to where you can actually move your face this time.
No, I should take you and you could get filler under your eyes like you want.
How dare you? I do want that, though.
You said it.
I do want that.
We could go together.
I don't want them to touch these cheekbones, though. Hey, I got cheekbones. I'm not complaining. Can they move yours up?
Do you remember when we once were driving down a road? This is when we were in the car and we were with friends we were teaching a summer camp or doing summer y'all, so we were real horny because we were at a girls' camp teaching girl. There wasn't any gay men around, and we drove by this country
there
road
were but we didn't want to fuck them,
and I turned, I said golly, look at the cheekbones on that guy. And somebody said, wow, Maddie, that wasn't even sexual. And then I said, they would look amazing wrapped around my cock.
Disgusting. Anyway, basically, Yara says, don't touch me. She's just having a bad time. She wants to go home. This could also be a case of pregnancy hormones.
I was going to say, not even, yes, the hormones, and she probably also is exhausted.
And she
just
feels
bad.
Like shit. Yeah. So,
I think it could have been worse. Jovi coming at 1:30, a little drunk, wasn't that bad.
I think also, this is amped up because they're married now and they have a child. We know that.
I disagree with that a little bit. It could be amped up, but I think Yara is that friend or in that relationship I've had these people where they're always upset about something because they want you to be apologizing to them all the time because that's a little bit of a power move.
She is a princess and needs to be treated like one.
And yep. I think she always needs Jovi groveling for her.
Yeah. Because y'all, let's remind ourselves, he's no prize.
He's and no prize. And thought, yeah, she knew who he was.
Yeah, she knew who he was. And I'd like to feel sorry for her, but I just can't she's chosen. Yeah. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. That's the show. You guys, you can find us at realitygazepodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast, Twitter, realitygazepod. Come at us on Cameo. You can also, be sure to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you want to enter in the contest for
March Madness Review-a-Palooza. You get a free 1-year subscription to Supercast, $8 tier.
If you are new to, this isn't available on Supercast, but if you are new to the Patreon, if you're a Gatron, we want to remind you that there are comment sections, so you can see on the post mm-hmm. and you can comment. Some people have conversations in there
and
that
we
are
have
just
our
exclusive.
New intimate portrait sections at the $15 level, where those of you who are watching now can see me giving face.
You can see
I
poodle's
give face.
Cheekbones.
You can see my cheekbones. They would cut fucking hot butter. That's about all they can cut.
Oh, golly. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you need me to take out the clothes in the back of the car, need me to take out I can take out the child seat. Do you need me? I can move around the clothes.
Is there room for my shield? I have a very big shield. Could I put that in your back?
Fuck off, dildo! Y'all, call us.
Call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.